aprender a vivir juntos, aprender a ser, aprender a conocer, aprender a ser, en el centro de su ser, Miguel.
Today we are going to read the true story of the theater pigs. Everybody knows the story of the theater pigs, or at least they think they do. Nobody knows the real story because nobody has ever heard our side of the story. The second little pig was building himself a house too. He did not like to work any better than his brothers, so he had decided to build a quick, easy house of sticks.
Soon it was finished too. It was not a very strong little house, but at least the work was done. Now the second little pig was free to do what he liked. What he liked to do was to play his fiddle and dance. So while the first little pig tooted his book, the second little pig sailed away on his fiddle, dancing as he played. Then off danced the two little pigs down the road together to see how their brother was getting along.
Ha ha ha! Like the first little pig when he saw his brother hard at work. Ho ho ho! Like the second little pig. Come down and play with us, he called. But the busy little pig will not pause. Oh, 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 ah, 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 like the two lazy little pigs, dancing along to the tune of the fiddle and the flute. You can laugh and dance and sing, the busy bird called after them. Would I be safe and you are be sorry when the wolf comes to the door? them and they disappear into the woods feeding on their raccoon. He left the little pig's house and he hid behind a big tree. Ha ha ha, ho ho ho, laughed the two little pigs. We fooled him. Soon there came another knock at the door. It was the big bad wolf again, but he had covered himself with a sheepskin and was curled up in a big basket, looking like a little lamb.
"Who's there?" called the second little pig. "I'm a poor little sheep with no place to sleep. Please open the door and let me in," said the big bad wolf in a sweet little voice. The little pig picked through a crack of the door and he could see the wolf big bad person with sharp fangs. "Nobody heard my chin chin chin. You can fool us with that sheepskin," said the second little pig.
"Then I huff, and I puff, and I blow the whole thing," cried the angry wolf. So he huffed, and he puffed, and he puffed, and he huffed, and he blew the little tree holes all to pieces, and well raised the two little pigs straight to four little pig holes of bricks. Don't worry, said the four little pig to his two friendly little boys. Just stay here. Soon they were all sitting gaily.
This made the big bad wolf perfectly furious. "Nobody heard of my chin chin chin," he roared.
"I huff, and I puff, and I blow your house in." So the big bad wolf huffed, and he puffed, and he puffed, and he huffed, but he could not blow down that little house of bricks. How could he get in? At last he threw off the chimney. So up he climbed quietly. The wolf as now down he jumped right into a kettle of boiling water. With a yell of pain, he sprang straight up the chimney again and raced away into the woods. The three pigs never saw the wolf again and sprang their
aprender a vivir juntos, aprender a ser, aprender a conocer, aprender a ser. En el templo de San Miguel. Yeah.